Last month, a team of state cultural monitors and archaeologists began an investigation into a section of the Haines Highway project after construction crews discovered historic human remains from two people during work on the roadway. Then, on May 5th, the team found a second set of remains. State Transportation Department spokesperson Sam Dapsovich says for now, investigators don't believe they're human.
They were looking through diggings from the area, and they located a mammal bone. After initial observations and consulting with other specialists, they don't believe that it's human remains, but they're going to test and verify.
Dapsovich says construction in the area is on hold for now. The Department of Transportation isn't saying where the remains were found in an effort to protect the site. Dapsovich says the team of researchers is now doing a more intense survey of the area, believed to be the source, before construction activities there resume. State officials are combing through the site in consultation with local tribes, the Chilkoot Indian Association and Chilkat Indian Village of Klukwan. Tribal officials say the remains likely belong to Tlingit people, the indigenous peoples of the Chilkat Valley. Dapsovich says all parties are currently in discussions about what DNA testing will be done to provide more specific genealogical data on the remains. That would require the remains to be sent to an out-of-state lab for further analysis, like carbon dating for the relative age of the two individuals. Chilkoot Indian Association President James Hart has been a part of surveying both discoveries. He says so far, discussions among state and local leaders involved are going well, but it's a difficult process.
It's not easy. It's not an easy job. I mean, there isn't a cultural protocol for digging up your ancestors. We don't have a protocol. So, I mean, it's a lot of new ground and trying to respect those remains as much as possible.
Hart says one silver lining is the opportunity for discussions among tribal citizens around the history of the Chilkat Valley, where the Haines Highway construction project is located.
So immediately I leaned on different culture bearers in the community and was able to talk with them, get strength, encouragement, and also learn about this valley in a more in-depth way. And that's probably one of the positives that's coming out of this.
Hart says the results of the carbon dating and archaeological survey is an opportunity to learn more about Tlingit history and ancestry.
It lets people know that we've been here for thousands of years. And, you know, we do have culturally sensitive areas, and we've outlined those areas and told the state about those places. And lo and behold, we find artifacts in those places. So I hope it just kind of opens people's eyes to different projects that are started and take our direction or our comments seriously.
State spokesperson Sam Dapsovich says if the archaeological investigation identifies a culturally significant site, it may change the course of highway construction work.
If it turns out that it's a very culturally sensitive site, a decision to change plans can be made or would be made to avoid it.
The Haines Highway project is currently in phase two, which is upgrading the highway to a 55 mile per hour standard from mile 12 through 20, expected to be completed in November. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.